Thank you for being with us today. Turn with me, if you will, to the book of Acts, chapter 1, verse 15. And I want to talk to you for a few moments about lost lives and opportunities. Lost lives and opportunities. Acts 1, 15, reading from the Common English Bible. During this time, the family of the believers was a company of about 120 persons. Peter stood among them and said, "Brothers and sisters, the scripture that the Holy Spirit announced beforehand through David had to be fulfilled. This was a scripture concerning Judas, who became a guide for those who arrested Jesus. This happened even though he was one of us and received a share of this ministry. In fact, he bought a field with the payment he received for his injustice. Falling headfirst, he burst open in the middle, and all his intestines spilled out. This became known to everyone living in Jerusalem. So they called that field in their own language Hekeldama, or field of blood. It is written in the Psalms, 'Let his home become deserted, and let there be no one living in it, and give his position of leadership to another.' Therefore, we must select one of those who have accompanied us during the whole time the Lord Jesus Christ lived among us, beginning from the baptism of John until the day when Jesus was taken from us. This person must become, along with us, a witness of the resurrection." Lost lives and opportunities. The tragedy of the last few days that unfolded in Newton, Connecticut, the killing of those young children, was something that should have never taken place. There were lost lives there, of very beautiful children who lost their lives because of an unspeakable act, one which in our country has become too frequent. But in the midst of looking at that and hurting, and I just can't visualize the horror they must have went through, I look at the potential of that life, I look at the lost opportunities for that person, and I say, what could have they done to make a difference for each and every one of us? A lot of people look at Judas and even the scriptures that we just read and say, hey, foregone conclusion, man was prophesied to be a betrayer, and here he was, and here he accomplished such and such an act, and it was a bad thing that he did, and hey, he got his just desert. And he committed suicide. Well, could have this story been different? I often wonder. Could have Judas been redeemed? Was there an opportunity that somebody else could have been the betrayer and not Judas? These are questions at times theologians and others have debated for centuries. Christ knows the heart of each and every one of us and knows the end before the beginning. I don't know how to live with that kind of knowledge or foresight. However, I believe he's a redeeming Lord and a God who cares and knows the power of reconciliation. And I believe that even Judas could have avoided suicide in that field of blood. In my heart and life today, I'm thinking about people's lives during this holiday season who are hurting, who are thinking of a lot of memories of the past, many of them who've had wonderful Christmases in the past, but now are overtaken by situations in life, family members where they become estranged from, and circumstances within or not within their control that have left them shaken, left them wondering, left them hurting. I don't want them to become one of our lost lives. I don't want them to become one of those whose lives opportunity could have seen take control of and given hope and seen such wonderful things happen and transpire. Lost lives, lost opportunities. Those around about you this holiday season, I hope that you will share and care and love today and minister to throughout this season. I don't want anybody to be lost in the midst of all that is transpiring in our wonderful time of celebration and remembering of Christ. being left aside to bear the brunt of whatever their feelings and hurts are, and taking a life or just giving up or walking away from Christ. I pray that you will share God's love. I pray that you will care and bring people to your side this season. And I pray that like never before, you would share Jesus' love in an incredible fashion, in an uncommon way to those around about you, that there wouldn't be those lost lives and opportunities, and that after this Christmas season, you would have changed somebody's heart and life and made a difference in a wonderful way. Heavenly Father, I pray for each and every one who's called into the prayer line today. Anoint them and help them to make a difference in someone's life this Christmas season. Let the touch and the grace of God be with them and help them to be aware and alert, and help them to show forth God's love in such a tremendous way through the power of God's grace and His Holy Spirit that would be both alert and able to share in such a measurable and beautiful way that a person's life could have hope, be breathed within it, and comfort, even in time of hurt, and to be able to enjoy with us the birth and the love of the life of Jesus Christ. I pray for your touch, I pray for your anointing, and for those who are hurting today, I pray shelter them in your arms of love. Give them a kiss, Lord, with your grace, and let them know that you're with them and you're going to find a way for them through the wilderness, through the doubts, the fears of their life, and to see the victory and the hope of God and the light shine in the darkness. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you for being with us in the prayer line today. Make a difference this Christmas season and enjoy your holiday season. If you need to reach us at the ministry, you can call us at 646-926-0401. You can email us at cgmfinc@gmail.com. Thank you for being with us today. God bless you.